This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The inventory of homes for sale in Metro Denver is piling up. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
Active listings shot up more than 11% in September because new listings are significantly outpacing sales. Higher mortgage rates are making it harder to buy a home, which leaves houses on the market longer. Still, prices aren't falling all that much. The median home price in and around Denver is $585,000, which is slightly higher than a year ago, though slightly down from last year's record peaks. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The housing market in Colorado Springs is falling off from a summer peak, but CPR's Dan Boyce says home prices are still up from this time last year.
The median price for a single-family home in the state's second-largest real estate market sits at $475,000. It's down from a summertime high of $485,000, this from the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors. Despite prices falling in September, the average days a home remained on the market spiked. A home took an average of 38 days to sell in September versus 23 days in June. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Two Denver-based cannabis dispensaries are receiving loans from the state's Cannabis Business Office. CPR's Paolo Jalsiter reports the loans are the first of their kind.
IDY Distributors and Simply Pure are the debut recipients of Colorado's landmark cannabis program. The program provides loans between $50,000 and $150,000 for renovations, equipment, and real estate. The loan program is meant to support diversity in the industry. The state estimates it will loan about $2.9 million over the next decade. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs, highs close to 70 today, in Grand Junction 73. It gets cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.